Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Given your dominance in that first half, how do you reflect on this game? Is it a point gained because you scored late on, or dropped and didn't take advantage?
Yeah, it was obviously mixed. Like happy with a lot of parts of the game, being 1-0 up at Old Trafford and having a 15-0 shooting stat is incredible. It says immediately again, okay, it's obviously something around. The finishing was either in exceptional goalkeeping, which was the case for one situation with Dom Szoboszlai. It was incredible save. Besides that, we could have been calmer in moments or a bit clearer in moments. But it's fine, you're 1-0 up, so fine. Come outside and still controlling the game, yes, and then we give the ball away. So that's how it is. And then you first have these mistakes happen before and will happen after today as well. So that's not a problem. First have to use it like Bruno did. It was a pretty exceptional finish. In this mood lift in the stadium, atmosphere lift in the stadium, they score pretty much the second, and then we control the game again. So we got the penalty and scored an equalizer and could have scored more before, after. So we just could have. We played really good in so many moments, and we had 5-10 minutes period. So like they score, and the second goal, obviously we don't push up properly, and that's why they find him in between the lines, blah, 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 they can turn, and then in the end it ends up with an incredible finish as well. But after that we were again in charge, yeah. That now you can say if you have that much of a dominance in a long part of the game, you should win the game. Yeah, that's true. But you all are long enough in football that doesn't mean you will win. That just means you should, and that's obviously different. It's very often to the final scoreline, 2-2. I'm not over the moon about it. I don't think that's the best result I've ever seen, but I'm fine, and now we recover and play Atalanta and, yeah, play European League. That's how it is.
Sam?
Yeah, you say you're not over the moon. People focus on the table. You might not, but we do. And so Arsenal are top now, Liverpool are not top. Does that matter? I realise that might.
Yeah, that matters after 38 match days a lot. There was a big difference after 38 match days. But look, you will, and people, our supporters as well, will tell us, yeah, now they have the better goal difference, we have to go for that. That would be the dumbest thing we can do. That doesn't happen on purpose. You don't go in a game and want to score 8 goals and it happens. So it doesn't. We are who we are how we are, and that's why we are in the race. So. And I'm absolutely fine with that. And I knew it will be super tricky until the end. So that's all. And again, we were, not until yesterday, whichever time, we were top of the table. And now it's Arsenal. And I don't know when. It's maybe somebody else. We want to be there after the 38th, after the last match day. It's always better to be there the whole time and get some distance between you and but that's obviously not really your problem here in Manchester. We have other things where you can worry about. Because I know your voice from Manchester United press conferences, right? You have to deal with this here, right? More often. So we are fine with our situation. I wish we would have more points, but I'm absolutely fine, and I'm over the moon actually that these boys brought us into that situation, because the same boys who missed today a few chances are the boys who brought us 71 points. So I'm absolutely fine with that.
Yeah. Jürgen, just on that, on 71 points, I mean, your most famous title run into Liverpool were almost flawless in 1920. Do you expect this season, given the three teams, that twists ahead?
It is likely. I don't know. I can't remember it anymore. How many games we won there in the run in, and City won in the run in. But it will be. You have to win a lot of football games. You should not do what we did today. We should not do now constantly. That will not be enough. Definitely not. But we know that. And still, too, if you work with human beings, you have just to take the things you get. I saw the boys wanting. I saw a top team today really in a difficult away game. It's for us. It's for us much more difficult than for all other teams. Usually you come to United and yes, people care a little bit more, a bit less. But when we are coming, it's obviously game on. So that's tricky. We dealt quite well with it. We played now two games and got 1 point and got knocked out. But for the majority of the time, in all the times since I'm here, I don't think we ever dominated United like we did in these two games. So, but we didn't get the results, so that's then how it is. So obviously space for improvement, we knew that anyway, and we will keep going with all we have. And now we play European League.
I just wanted to ask you about Kwanzaa. He made a mistake and he was punished for it sort of spectacularly, but after that he was outstanding actually. What does that say about his character?
No, look, as a football player, professional football player, he will play Premier League, he will play for Liverpool, and I have the bad news, it will not be his last mistake in his life, unfortunately, but that's how life is. I thought he dealt extremely well with it, we deal well with it, but when our idols in the past made these kind of mistakes, there was no social media, so I hope he's smart enough just to switch that part off. Don't read, I don't know, the Daily Mail or whatever, other things where you go for people in these moments, like they made a personal, they offended you personally. I thought he dealt extremely well with it, and the boys dealt well with it. That's part of the business. That's part of the game. If we want to play football, we want to keep the ball, we want to have the ball, we want to playing build up, all these kind of things. It is not a great situation, but how I said, there were bigger mistakes in football, and they were not used, but Bruno saw the opportunity and took it, and that's how it is. So no, absolutely no blaming or whatever, not at all, no criticism, that just happens. He will learn from it, and that's the best thing what can happen.
Jamie, last one.
Yeah, hi, Jürgen. Arsenal have to come here, I think second last game of the season. Were you cheering Manchester United that day?
Probably. if we are still around, then that would be great. So yeah, probably. But Arsenal is a good football team, and if they play like today, Arsenal will win that game. I'm 100% sure. So that's just, I'm really sorry to say that, but this is a matter of fact. We should have won both games and didn't. That's our fault. But no, yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
See you.